All right, good morning. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on the call today, previewing the conference season as we get started this Friday. First, we'll go to Arizona coach Sean Miller. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Bruce Peso, Arizona Daily Star.
I was just wondering how things have gone since you guys got back, if everyone got back on time, and how the practices have gone. You had said maybe, you know, with this whole week open, it might be pretty, you might have a chance to really dig into some things.
Yeah, everybody's back. We do have, like you said, Bruce, you know, a week to really improve, a week to get better. We chose to play 13 non-conference games prior to Christmas, and when you choose to do that, you lose a couple windows of practice, especially when one of your tournaments is Maui because of the travel. And I really felt like as the conference, non-conference season continued to develop, you know, we had some slippage, and I think it really showed at UNLV, and obviously they deserve a lot of credit. But we certainly didn't play well on that night and ended up getting what we deserved, and that is a loss. Having gone through that loss and now, you know, really having kind of like this long window of time, I think it's an important period of time for our team to continue to develop, to learn from not only the UNLV game, but really our entire non-conference season. There's a lot more we know now than we once did. And certainly to be at our best here as we approach the Pac-12 regular season.
Are there, like, any specific items you really want to work with the guys as far as, you know, having this week and any particular points of emphasis you're looking at?
No, I think this is an opportunity for us to get better across the board, you know, to improve everything that we're doing. And, you know, individually also, it gives individual players an opportunity to get extra work in and, you know, to continue to get really quality repetitions on the things that we do as a team. And I think that it's a pretty comprehensive approach from leaving our last non-conference game to getting ready for the Pac-12 season and trying to be better across the board.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Steve Rivera, Fox Sports Arizona.
Good morning, Coach. Along those same lines, I just wanted to get a sense of your energy coming back, one. And two, were you a bit surprised about the defense and how it played? Last year you guys were superb in almost every game.
I'm sorry, Steve, that what about the defense, that we're not playing good defense? Or are you talking about one game?
Just one game, because last year you played pretty solid all year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Steve, our defense is very good right now. You know, statistically, if you just put us under the microscope and look at us in terms of the Pac-12 or maybe nationally, there's a lot of things that we continue to do well. I mean, we played 13 non-conference games and one team scored 70, and that's UNLV. You know, although there were times in the UNLV and UTEP game where maybe we didn't play quite as well on defense, a lot of that had to do with the team we were playing. You know, both teams had really terrific individual players, and a couple of those players did a great job. The coaching staffs obviously did a great job preparing for us. But if you look at our last two games, we didn't score 70 points in either game. And whether it's our free throw shooting, whether it's our offensive rebounding, lack of offensive rebounding, or maybe that 4 or 5 extra turnovers in both games, I think recently we've had more struggles on offense than we have on defense. You know, I look at Gonzaga, and I really believe they're one of the nation's premier teams. They scored 60 points on us in regulation.
Great. Thank you, Sean.
Your next question comes from the line of Doug Holler, Arizona Republic.
Sean, in regards to Stanley, he kind of has that alpha male mentality. Where is he in the adjustment of learning when to attack and winning, learning to move the ball on offense?
You know, I would say, Doug, he's had a slow, steady progression. And I mean that in a positive way, that, you know, if you would have judged him on maybe where he would have been at when we first began to practice in early October, and then maybe looked at him as we approached Thanksgiving in Maui, where he was the MVP of that tournament, and then, you know, he's continued to progress. In our last game, he wasn't the only player on our team that didn't have a good night, but, you know, his seven turnovers and a couple plays in that game really stand out. And at the same time, you forget he had 13 rebounds in that game. But he's continuing to develop. He's continuing to work. You know, that's the hardest part when you have a player for a brief period of time, only 6 or 7 months. You know, they learn your system. They learn who you are as a coach. And clearly, you know, they embrace the team. But you can only do so much in a one-year window of time. And, you know, we're trying to maximize that window with Stanley.
How has he come around defensively, Sean?
You know, Stanley has a gift on defense where he really can steal the basketball. You know, his hands and his physicalness, his body, it's so unique. You know, sometimes he just almost can take the ball from the opponent or shoot the gap. And what we're trying to teach him and really coach him is there's times to take that risk and go for the steal, and there's times to be more rock solid. But his positioning off the ball and, you know, all of the team defensive things, he's much better than he was. And what we're hoping is that he'll continue to grow and develop. This, again, is a big week for us because, you know, anytime you have 10 or 12 days without a game, 7 or 8 of those days you're practicing, you can make progress. And, you know, Stanley on defense and really all of our freshmen, we hope this is the week where they continue to get better and improve.
Thanks, Sean.
Mm-hmm. Your next question comes from the line of Percy Allen, the Seattle Times.
Hey, there, folks. How you doing?
Good, Percy.
Hey, you know, after 2 months of the season and a week before the conference opener, I was just wondering if you could give an overview of the conference itself. You know, obviously, you've got 3 ranked teams, and there seems to be just a bunch of teams sort of kind of bunched in there.
Yeah. Well, I think we've done some really good things as a conference. Maybe we've suffered a couple, you know, difficult losses close to Christmas, whether it's us at UNLV or maybe a couple teams when they return to Christmas. But, you know, over the long course of a non-conference season, we've had, you know, quite a few moments that I think represent our conference well. You know, last year we had a number of teams in both the NCAA tournament and the NIT. I think the same thing's going to happen this year. And, you know, you look at who's going to win the conference championship, you know, you probably have 4 or 5 teams that you can make the argument are in the mix to do it. I also think that there are a number of teams that maybe are better than we thought. You know, Oregon State, when you go through a coaching change and you lose the players that they lost, you know, Wayne and his staff are doing a remarkable job to have, you know, I think 8-9 wins in non-conference. And, you know, to me, the coach of the year in our conference right now before we ever play one conference game is Dana Altman. I can't believe the number of wins they have, the quality of play that they have, playing that many freshmen, and dealing with the unexpected departure of some great players. That, you know, all those things can happen to any of us as a program, but when it happens, sometimes you don't have the opportunity to replace those guys and you suffer. But just watching what he's done, you know, he's such a great coach. And, you know, I think Oregon's one of those teams in our conference that is a sleeper.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We've got time for one more question.
Your next question comes from the line of Michael Lev, Orange County Register.
Coach, you were mentioning Stanley Johnson earlier. It really seems like the conference has replenished itself with a really strong group of freshmen conference-wide. What are your thoughts on some of those players?
No question. You know, I'm being very candid, you know, I've been so focused on our non-conference season and our team and playing 13 games, and now, you know, obviously we're just now getting ready to play our first conference game this weekend. I might not even be as well versed with how many great freshmen there are. You know, I'm familiar just with Utah. You know, a couple of their young guys are doing a great job, and, you know, Utah's recruiting has been outstanding. And, you know, I know Robert Upshaw, although not a freshman, has made a significant impact at Washington with his shot blocking and his presence. And, you know, Washington is obviously off to a great start. They're certainly a team that can win this conference. So I may be not quite as familiar with all of the freshmen, but it does seem like we have a good influx of newcomers.
Thank you.
All right, perfect. That'll do it. Sean, thanks for your time. Good luck this week. Have a happy new year.
You too, Dave.